This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Freaking first cut. Golly!
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and we are going deep into East Lake this week's very special guest. You're probably already seeing him if you're watching on YouTube, but let me start the coaches here. Coach, welcome.
What a thrill it is to be here Tour Championship Week and have the voice of the PGA Tour here. I am thrilled. Let's go.
Mark.
Just to be clear, Coach is not our special guest.
Correct.
That's very true.
I said this for the end. That's Kyle Porter. KP, welcome.
Yeah, five wide. We're like the 99 Rams. Torrey Holt, that crew. Yeah. That's the only one I could remember. There's a bunch of others that I'm blanking on. But
we're the Fab Five, and I'm Chris Webber in the corner calling timeout. So we don't have that's up here. Mark Immelman joins. Welcome.
Yeah, listen, I've been working alongside John from like 2014, I think it is, and I usually just wait for him to talk. So hello, guys. I'm going to let John go. All right.
You've heard him on We're live Talk of the Tour podcast. John Swantek. Swanee, welcome in.
Thank you, guys. I'm thrilled to be part of the five wide package here on third down. I'm going to stay off left tackle. I'm going to chip any blitzers coming off the edge, and then I'm just going to slip into my pattern as a safety valve if you need me. How's that?
That's perfect. We can work with that. A couple of housekeeping items before we jump into this. Mark, they're coming for you, and they're willing to spend $3,800 to do so.
Wow.
Spot in the one and done. The auction's over. $3,800 going to a very good cause, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
That's amazing.
It's an unbelievable cause. But, Mark, I think this is an affront to you, our current leader.
Oh, whatever. I mean, you guys are trying to. Jeez, really? You know what? I've just the utmost admiration for Coach for having this grand idea. I mean, he's just a fount of knowledge and inspiration, isn't he?
Wow. It only took $3,800, Coach, for a compliment from Mark. And
that was not a compliment. That was not a compliment. We all know that was not a compliment.
No, Coach, good job, man. I think it's cool. You know, when we got that first message from Jacob where it was like $600, I was like, wow, this is awesome. Then to get the text this morning, I was like, I double took for a little while. And I put on the glasses. I'm like, really? It's cool stuff. Appreciate the fans for doing this.
Of all the people to set up something that's technology based that would benefit both us and, you know, a great cause, for that to be Coach is just truly, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Did you have somebody do that for you, Coach?
Swanee, do you see how this show goes every time? I do something great. I'm dynamic. And yet everybody on the show just comes after me. It's okay.
And
you're underappreciated. You told me that this was going to get a little feisty and a little frisky, and I could see it unfolding that way already.
Exactly.
$3,800, Jacob showing it on YouTube.
Amazing.
Right now, 65 different bids. Awesome stuff. If you want to get in on some merch, actually, I was in Wilmington, saw a couple of First Cut Pod shirts out there. We are going on sale, 20% off the rest of the year. Jacob showing you a QR code if you are watching on YouTube. If you want to go directly to the link in the description, you can use the code promo code FirstCut20. 20% off all your merch, shirts, hats, stickers, tumblers, all that fun stuff. All right, let's jump into it. Tour Championship, our Super Bowl, and a little bit of breaking news coming out Tuesday morning. Will Zalatoris, WD, two herniated discs. We saw the pain that he was in, Swanee, at the BMW Championship. He is going to opt out of the Tour Championship and also the President's Cup. So obviously a bummer here for Will.
It's a little concerning, isn't it? In fact, I was thinking about backing Zalatoris in our discussion today. I think there was some real some value out there, maybe for a top five finish, where he was positioned at 7 under, just 3 back to start the week, because I thought maybe he withdrew from the BMW last week as a precautionary measure. And that made sense. He's a young guy. There's a long career ahead of him. And I thought actually he was going to be fit, energized, refreshed, ready to go here this week. So it's a little concerning. It is the end of the season, so there's a long sort of off season. I don't know the next time Will is going to tee it up, but hopefully he gets it right and he gets healthy, because this is one of the brightest young stars in the game, as we've seen over the last year and a half, particularly to kick off the playoffs 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we have. And Coach, I don't know if this is kind of the same injury, but remember he had to withdraw from the Open Championship when he took a bad swing and kind of aggravated everything. And now it seems like he might be on the shelf for, I mean, I'm not going to speculate, but obviously past the President's Cup, and hopefully he gets right and doesn't have to deal with this, you know, every single year moving forward. Backs can be certainly troublesome for golfers.
Yeah, yeah, my senior year in college, I had my last game before Christmas, scored over 30 points, had one of the best games of my career, walked in the locker room, couldn't feel my legs because my disc had moved. These are things that's going to last for his entire career, and it can take a bad swing, it can take a bad movement, and that sucks. It sucks for him. So hopefully he has a great back doctor. Hopefully he called Tiger and they can get this fixed, because this is something that you cannot think when you're swinging. Oh, am I going to tweak my back? Because think about how hard they all swing on the PGA Tour. So he's got to be 100% healthy. It sucks for him. It sucks for the Tour Championship, because for a guy who won the first one and was in line, as Johnny said, to potentially win the FedEx Cup, it sucks on so many levels for Zalatoris.
Hey, Rick, by the way, 30 points for Coach, 0 assists, which probably wouldn't surprise
you. Yeah, no question there. What was your game like? Were you like a dame? Were you a, you definitely did not bang down low. I know that.
Oh, I did.
No.
Well, I graduated. True story. I was my college's leader in points, rebounds, and assists, Swantek, and assists. It's true. And I was 3-time conference player of the year.
Swanee, if you want to know how good he is, just ask him.
You're damn right.
So you have to ask. We'll just let
I'm
you know.
I'm proud of the hard work. I'm proud of my hard work.
So you were a banger.
Yeah. Well, I played at a smaller college. I didn't play Division I. I played like Division II NAIA colleges.
But still. So you were I met you. Were you like a Mark Gasol? Like just a passer out of the paint?
I'm more like Barkley. I was more like Charles Barkley.
Okay. There you go. Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking like Barkley or Oakley. Big man moving people down on the blocks. I got
exactly.
You.
Exactly.
You know who would have been awesome on the blocks is Rahm. John Rahm with that ass. Oh, just moving his ass around.
Those thighs. Oh, yeah.
He'd bully you. He'd bully you down low for sure. I'm going to try to transition back to Will's out.
We digress.
But, I picture Will's outdoor standing up at the top of the key. You know, maybe he's a 3-point shooter. He's not going to be playing in the Tour Championship. And now we're going to, there was kind of a clear delineation of the top 12 for the President's Cup. This is going to open up a spot in that event for someone that, you know, a couple of days ago, we probably didn't think had much of a chance.
Yeah, before I go there, though, I do want to highlight what Coach said about the legs, because we had him last week in the marquee group coverage on PGA Tour Live on ESPN+. And that Saturday morning, he made a few swings and his legs looked like they buckled underneath him. And then the one that was kind of the straw that broke the proverbial camel's back, he made a swing and his legs just gave way. And I looked at this, I'm like, this looks hectic. And his golf swing lends itself to that, because he's got such side bend and a lot of forward bend, and he's obviously moving at high velocity. So that lower portion of the back, it's really impinged a whole bunch. And the problem is, as you look to this, is once a disc is herniated, you never get it back into place unless they go and shave on the disc and stuff, and they do what they did to Tiger Woods. And down low in the back, that's just not a happy spot whatsoever, because the nerve pain that comes from that is crazy. I've had neck issues and your arm will go numb or get on fire as coach's legs go. And so for 26, this is not a nice injury. And and Swanee talks about not racing back. This is the kind of situation where Will has really got to put a pause on this and get as well as he can. And I'm not saying rebuild the golf swing, because you cannot do that where he is, but they're going to have to look at measures, whether it's a certain amount of playing or certain rest times or whatever the case might be, to alleviate this stuff. Because the last thing you want is to have a back fusion, because like a colleague of mine, Dottie Pepper, she's had that done and her mobility is shot. And for Will Zalatoris, whose entire golf swing is built on that, that torque, that leverage, that tilting that he allows to hit up and hit it so far, if you start fusing stuff down there, he's not Will Zalatoris anymore. So I hope and pray that somehow they get around this. They'll have the best doctors of that, I'm certain. But it wasn't pretty. And when they carted him off the course Saturday morning, it didn't even look like he could sit down. And I was awfully concerned for him.
Obviously, health number one priority, KP, for Will Zalatoris. But let's look at this through a tour championship lens, because 30 golfers now down to 29. And this is the first time that we've seen with this format that an injury is going to remove a golfer from the staggered start. In past years, he would have kept his FedEx Cup points, maybe fall into sixth, seventh, whatever that ends up being, still get his big bonus. But now he's gonna finish 30th here. Obviously, there's monetary differences in his positioning, but now the top of the leaderboard is going to look a lot different with that guy starting at 7 under par, no longer in it.
Yeah, it's bad timing for him, especially given the biggest purse ever at the Tour Championship. And it's you know, good for, obviously, for Scheffler and Cantlay. I think it provides them with more breathing room. I heard somebody, I think it was Cantlay, was talking about how, this was on Sunday night after the BMW, about how important it is to kind of be patient throughout the week, because you can start looking at the leaderboard early on Thursday and you're like, what am I doing? Like, we've played three holes. And I think that it's even more difficult now to see one of those two guys not winning this tournament. You're already up, you know, with a lead, and now you've got one of the guys in the middle taken out of it. And I think Scheffler and Cantlay are both super patient players that will unfortunately for Zalatoris benefit greatly from his absence.
Yeah, Jacob, do we have that leaderboard graphic that we can pull up here real quick? Because Swanee, now what it's going to look like is Scottie Scheffler at 10 under par, Patrick Cantlay two shots back at 8 under, and then another two shot gap to Xander Schauffele at 6 under with Will Zalatoris's absence. So now this starts to turn into a little bit of a, I don't know, 3-4-5 horse race. We can discuss that at some point, but Scottie Scheffler and Patrick Cantlay kind of set to benefit from obviously a disappointing situation from Zalatoris.
I think so. And by the way, 500,000 will cushion the blow of finishing last year this week. So yeah, that's a nice safety net to have from the 50 million in bonus money. Everyone where they were positioned doesn't start any closer, but one player ahead of them was eliminated. So this is not insignificant for the guys who were 6 under par, 5 under par, even 4 under par, because the last couple of years since the staggered start system has been employed, no one lower than 5 under on the leaderboard has been able to close that gap. So now I think there's a couple of dangerous guys at 4 that we'll probably speak of that have a more viable chance to take the cup this week.
That's kind of the dirty little secret here, Coach, is it's not necessarily the number of strokes. We've seen Justin Thomas make up 7 strokes on a Sunday. We've seen it happen back-to-back weeks. We've seen leads evaporate on the PGA Tour. Often, it's how many guys you have to pass. And there's only now 29 in the field, much less up top. This does kind of open things up in a different direction.
Well, the odds are going to reflect that. There's so many different things that are going to reflect that. And also, you got to remember, in a regular tour event, if there are, you know, 3 guys or 4 guys, and that's all we're talking about here, within 5 shots, they're not always the top players in the world. Scheffler and Cantlay being at the top is completely different than, say, Sepp Straka or Russell Knox being at the top. These guys, as everybody's already talked about, they understand how to play with a lead. They understand how to look at the scoreboard. So I think now they're going to be starting out thinking that it's a match play. But here's the problem. What did we see last year? After the first day, we don't even talk about the staggered start anymore because it doesn't matter. So if the guys at 4 and 5 can have a really good start on Thursday, maybe we have a tournament. But if the two guys at the top play well, it could be a two-horse race, which can still be very, very captivating.
So that was just an absolute drive-by on the European Ryder Cup team. Sepp, Russell Knox – I mean, you're talking about guys that favorites. might be the top two players behind Rory and Brom and Hovland in next year.
You're so funny.
How far back is too far back, Kyle? Because we've got Rory McIlroy lurking at four. Brom, three under par. Our U.S. Open champ, Matt Fitzpatrick, also three under. Victor, Jordan Spieth, two under par.
Yeah, I think it's honestly, if you're at three, I don't know, man. Like, your problem is not necessarily Scheffler and Cantlay. It's the fact that Xander, who just destroys this course, and Rory and Finau are all ahead of you also. And so you can overcome one guy, even if he's six up or seven up. But can you overcome all these guys who are ahead of you to start? Maybe. I get Rom and JT can obviously get super hot, and all those guys are good players. But, you know, I think there's a reason. The first three iterations of this, nobody's come from farther back. Rory was fifth in 2019. He went on to win. The other two have been first to start. It was DJ in, 20? And then Cantlay was 10 under last year. So I think that's probably going to be a theme as long as the format is like this. And I would find it difficult to, I think it will probably be somebody from T5 and up on this leaderboard that ends up winning.
Well, and what I find so interesting, Swanee, is that Eastlake is a really good place to do the staggered start, right? It's not going to turn into a birdie fest where they're going to end up at 35 under or anything like that. Shooting two or three under par every single day is probably moving you up the leaderboard in a significant fashion. So this is kind of a good place to implement the staggered start because, yeah, there's bogeys out there. You got to take advantage of the fives. It's not going to just roll over for you.
Yeah, and that's where I land on guys who have had success here, Rick. And that's why I land on McIlroy this week, but Zalatoris eliminated from the equation. One less guy to leapfrog. We've been in this position with Rory before where we've seen him on the final day, six back, going into a major championship, a meaningful event, FedEx Cup playoffs, what have you. And what happens? Well, usually falls short and breaks our heart. But that's a conversation for another time. My point today is
everybody's doing drive-by today. It's unbelievable.
My point today is I can't think of a player who's more capable of making up that much ground over the course of 4 days, much less one. So McIlroy, as a FedEx Cup champion on this golf course, is the most dangerous player in the field to me. And there's a certain freedom, Mark, as you know, and all you guys know, from coming from off the pace and not trying to protect a lead and bring a title home late on a Sunday. And I think that's a position that McIlroy in particular thrives in.
Is there anybody scarier than six shot back Rory McIlroy, Mark? Is that the scariest?
Well, especially on a Thursday. He should petition the Masters that they should have a staggered start so he can try to come back from that.
Well, yeah. It's funny you guys say that. And when you mentioned someone, McIlroy breaking someone's heart, back I show up on the show because this happens so often. If there's a course where it's likely to happen, just the way this golf course sets up, where you've got a mean starting hole, the first two holes are difficult, but then there's about the only respite on the place with holes three and five. Four is a brute, but three and five you can get after. And if you can get through there, if you're Rory, a couple under, then all of a sudden a Scheffler or someone who gets off to a rough start and one makes a bogey and makes another one maybe on four, then that lead is essentially erased and we're still in the first round. So it's possible. And I'm with John in terms of firepower. There's no doubt he's got it. I thought he was playing last week, everything appeared there. You know, the rust of Memphis seemed to be gone, but he just really struggled on the greens, which was surprising to me. But I got to tell you this. Swanee and I, we've covered this tour championship many moons now. And if there's a guy who can read these greens, I would say Xander is number one and Rory McIlroy is the next one because their record around that place is impeccable. And with all the rain we've had here, it's going to be long and that rough is going to be dangerous. And so you better be able to drive it long and straight. And so Xander, Rory, Rahm, all those sorts of guys, to me, they start looking very enticing, even though they're a few strokes back.
Staggered start, fourth year for it, coach. I've been critical of the PGA Tour for the, like, this is way better than the old format that we had where someone was just doing the napkin math of trying to figure out who's doing what and what's
Steve
his first,
Sands.
All this stuff. This is way better than that. And I'm glad we have it.
I'm wondering if Steve Sands had to take a pay cut because there's a lot of what he did. He does not have to do anymore. And it got very confusing, and having the two. I think what ended up happening when Justin Rose won and then Tiger won, it was like, who do we root for? We love that Tiger won, but then Justin Rose won $15 million and we just forgot about it. And I think that was the ultimate trigger. And so now you have one champion, and that's what you want. And also, this put an emphasis on the regular season. So what are we seeing? We're seeing top guys play more because they understand where they have to get to have that advantage. And I think that this was the right move. And I think right now is the perfect tour championship to reward everything.
Yeah, all that hard work, Swanee, that Scottie Scheffler did this year. I mean, it was a historic year in so many ways to get those two shots. We've mentioned two shots can go away in an instant, but he has created a situation where, barring some disaster, he's likely to be in the top three or four no matter what happens. So that's the reward for the season-long greatness.
Absolutely. And that's the body of work that Scottie has built this season that makes him deserving of having that advantage. Everybody has an idea, an opinion on how this week should go, how the final day should go. I mean, fans have lobbied for match play, for instance, you know, $18 million in a wheelbarrow off the 18th green, winner take all. Would that be cool? Yeah. Would it be captivating and exciting? Yeah. Would it create a scenario in which some of the top players would have already been eliminated? Possibly. Is that going to sit well with rights holders? Probably not. Is that going to sit well with sponsors who are pouring their resources into the event? Probably not. So it's not a perfect system, but I think for this point in time, it's the best system we have to work with.
Yeah. All right, Swanee, we'll get you out of here on this. Sounds like Rory McIlroy is your pick to win, or just someone that you like. Is he the guy you're willing to plant the flag in the ground for this week at East Lake?
Can we ask Mark if is Rory a sleeper this week, Mark?
Come on, I don't do that all the time. In terms of sleepers, I'm riding Adam Scott again, but no, Rory should be. He's one of the headliners, and to me, Swanee, I think. If you stay in front of Rory, you're likely close to the title.
Yeah,
I would agree. So, yeah, I would plant the flag with Rory, Rick. I will give you one other name of a player who's well back. He's out of the picture. Nine shots back, in fact. Is he going to win this week? No, but I think this is an important week for Billy Horschel, who starts the week at -1. He has been a champion on the PGA Tour this season. He's playing well. He's a FedEx Cup champion 2014. He's won on this golf course, and he is highly motivated to compete for an international team for the first time ever. President's Cup is up in Jacob's part of the world in Charlotte next month. Billy, I think, would absolutely run through the wall of the team room if he were to be one of the captain's picks of Davis Love. I think he's going to get one more than likely, but it's not a lock. If he plays well this week where he's won the FedEx Cup, and I think it is a lock.
Right, Billy Horschel to make a move up the leaderboard. And if you go over to Caesars offers him at 40-1 without the starting strokes. You can get him at level playing field for this week at the Tour Championship. John Swantech is available on Twitter at JSwan PGA Tour. Swanee, always appreciate you jumping on. Thanks so much for it.
Thanks, Swanee.
It was fun. You guys behave the rest of the show, all right?
See you, Swanee. Thanks, man.
No problems. On that. All right, we are going to jump into our best bets, our one and done with, which has just seismic implications for this week. But first, we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey. podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back. Best bets. Let's do it. All right, Coach. I went over to Caesars Sportsbook. I scoured every square pixel. I'm sure you did too. And you found us the best possible bet for the Tour Championship. What'd you find?
Oh, my gosh. I can't even believe that we could get this bet, but we can. I want to tell people at home, be very, very careful this week. Top fives, top tens. You're going to see numbers that don't even make sense, but it's only because there's 30 players. John Rahm is minus 900 for a top 20 finish. Be careful. Be careful, okay? But here it is. John Rahm, I love how he's playing. And we said prior to the playoffs, he needed some time. He just had a second baby. He didn't touch his clubs. He wasn't practicing. That was evident. But then what happened the final 27 holes last week? He played fantastic as putter. Figured that out. So I think John Rahm over Justin Thomas at minus 140 is an absolute steal. JT just isn't playing good golf right now. He doesn't have his A game. And as Mark said, if you're not driving a straight at this place, it could be a very long week. I love this matchup.
Coach is absolutely right. Books are offering with starting strokes, without starting strokes. Make sure you figure out what you're betting on. Now, John Rahm and Justin Thomas both starting at 3 under par. So it doesn't matter in that scenario because they're going to start at the same spot. But make sure you understand and you don't freak out when you see John Rahm is minus 900 to finish inside the top 10 or whatever it is. Mark. This was very creative, and hat tip to our friends over at Caesars who had some creative options this week in the form of par three winners, par four, par five winners. You've opted for a par three version. Who is it, please?
Well, first off, I saw this and I was like, wow, this is cool. So I figured I had to try and find something in there that was worthwhile. And I would, to Coach's point, caution folks on par fives this week, because there's only two if you're looking at this stuff. So be a little careful there. One of them is reachable. In fact, both of them are reachable. But the first one, number five, sort of plays a little awkward with a narrow green. Anyhow, the par threes around this place are four brutes. Second up the hill is like a 6-iron, 7-iron, if you're fortunate, to a small undulating green. And then you've got nine, which is 230 yards or so, to a very undulating green, well bunkered. Then you get the downhill 11th. Tiny green, it plays like a 7-iron or so for these guys, maybe less depending on where the teeing ground is. And then 15 is the island green. They do have a short tee. They didn't use it last year around because they'd moved spectator stands out into the way of where it would be. I expect more of the same this year, and so that hole will be 210 yards over water at an angle with crosswinds. So suffice to say, you better bring your par three game. And Xander, I looked through the numbers the whole season, is 8 under par on the par threes. And inside of the top few on the PGA Tour, and he is the leading guy who's in this field. So I was like, well, why not have a flutter? I mean, I don't know what his greens in regulation or strokes gained iron play on numbers are, but the way I've watched him, he just hits it in the center of the green all the time. And he's very comfortable on these greens. He said to me, it sort of feels in a way like San Diego. So I was looking for a way to plug him in, and I just think at plus 1400, I think it's a great bet.
Yeah, 14-1 for Xander to win the par three scoring title, which is something I don't think I've ever said before. That's fun to say. I went with Hunky Tony with the stroke. So he's going to start at T6, 4 under par to finish inside the top 10, minus 118 for that. I just like the way he's playing. We've talked about it on this podcast plenty of times. We thought there was a decent chance he'd end up winning the FedEx Cup. I think it's still possible. I'll take him to finish inside the top 10. And KP, you also found yourself something from the X-Man.
Yeah, I went with Xander. This is, it's not noted on the...
This is without the strokes.
No, this is with strokes.
I would be very surprised if that was the case.
I would too.
Because he's starting in fourth.
Yeah.
And you're getting plus money on him to finish top five. This, I can find out what the number is for you otherwise.
So I'm looking at Caesars and it says top five finish, including FedEx Cup strokes.
He's plus 110.
Scheffler minus 275. Apparently, you didn't inspect every square pixel there, Rick.
That seems like we should go smash it.
Right? Kyle is right. Kyle is right.
Can I change my bet?
Scheffler is minus 275. Cantlay is minus 165. Xander is plus 110. Then everybody else is plus money on down. He's right.
He's right. He's definitely right. Yep. I'm stunned by that.
I am too.
That's why I picked it. I mean, his history here is a joke. He's finished last five appearances, first T7, second T2, T5. He's gaining 3.5 strokes a round, which is like a Tiger at all courses in his very, very apex prime number. The next best is Rory, who crushes at East Lake. He's at 2.7. So Xander is almost a full stroke better than Rory at East Lake, and Rory's been unbelievable there. And he starts in the top five. So
hat tip.
I love it. Buddy. That's a good pick.
Yes.
That's pretty strong. I'm stunned by that. Wow. Okay. Plus 110 for Xander Schauffele to finish inside the top five, including the starting strokes. He starts at four. He starts at six under. He's going to start in third because Zalatoris is out.
Yeah.
I'm going to fire up the.
I don't want to insult Caesars, but there's a pretty good chance that they haven't changed the numbers yet. Whoever is doing that,
I think that's probably right.
Yeah. Right? There's just no. It's just,
so I would bet it now.
Andy's playing great. It's not as if you're just relying on the past course history. He's playing obviously really well coming in.
It's not, no offense to Sepp Straka. It's not Sepp Straka who just, you know, worked his way up to like six under par or whatever. This is like the guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, Coach, I guarantee you someone at Caesars is looking at that stuff right about now.
Damn right they are. Because this could mean a significant loss for Caesars. When you make a mistake like this at a sports book, it can mean losing your job. That's how serious this is.
Hey, for the record, I select Xander winning the par threes for that number. That's crazy good.
Yeah. Good. All right, let's run through our winners. And the way that we've done this for this week is with strokes and without strokes. Now, we are with strokes basically on the same page here. Mark, Coach, myself, Kyle doesn't have a pick in the outline yet, so we'll get to that in a second. Have gone with Patrick Cantlay. Mark, coming off his BMW Championship victory, looking to defend again this week. Cantlay at plus 350 seems like the guy.
Yeah, I was high on Patrick after I got to watch him in Detroit. I mean, to me, and I'm digging now, the golf swing was, I'd mentioned it looked for a while during the season where he was making a fade backswing and then trying to draw the ball, which is his preferred shot. And now he's got the backswing a little deeper. He looks well-timed. I mean, he's hitting the ball longer too. It's the carry numbers are really good. And he putts beautifully. And folks will critique him for that, but the whole game is there and he was playing with a whole bunch of confidence. And now to pull one off and do it the way he did, I mean, I always look at what that sort of performance between the ears is. And that two putt he had on the last green last week to ice it, that was so difficult, man. I was at that place in November last year, and that slope on that green is steep. And those greens were burnt out and crispy in places. And he rolls the thing up there to mere inches away, nearly holds it. I was like, not only is this a guy who's on top of his nerve, not only a guy who's physically there, but he's just able to connect mind and body to just deliver this thing at the right place at the right time. And so I thought he was going to be a good pick this playoffs. It's now proving fruitful, and he's been very successful at this place. And so I expect more of the same.
More of the same would be very good at plus 350. Coach Patrick Cantlay looked dialed in last week, and obviously plenty of success around East Lake.
Yeah, I actually like him with the strokes or without the strokes, to be honest with you. Scotty Scheffler's just making too many mistakes. And I think that when he gets put in this position, which he's never been in before, I think he's going to struggle. Cantlay, and I put this out on Twitter last Thursday. Somebody said, hey, Coach, what do you think about Cantlay moving forward? I said he always gets stronger by the round, by the event. And what do we see over the course of the weekend? He got stronger and stronger and stronger. And I think that by Thursday, I think he'll come out and play strong. I think he'll be tied for lead or ahead. I think he's going to play from lead the whole time. And I love both of these numbers. If you want to play him without, I'm cool. I did like John Rahm, though. Or with, at plus 400, I love both those numbers.
I just want to highlight something Coach said there. And we were watching closely last week on Marquee Group coverage, and Scheffler, being, you know, one of the top dogs in the game, was on there a couple times. And I was concerned at the way he was putting it, because ordinarily he is a fantastic recovery artist, and the putting stroke has become increasingly hooky. It's like he's making a swing path that's a little inside out. The face is closing down. And on the final green last week, he missed from like 3 feet, if not less. Turned out okay that he got the number one ranking. But when I saw this, I was like, whoa, just time a little for a little pause here, because unless he gets that ironed out very quickly, it is cause for concern, because you're going to have to make those putts coming down the stretch.
Patrick Cantlay for myself, Coach, and Mark. Honorable mention Tony Finau, who is still, even with Will Zalatoris withdrawing, he went from 22-1 to 20-1. I think he's like the furthest back guy. Like I think Finau's got a good crack at this for 20-1. KP, you are going with the man at the top of the board, Scott Scheffler.
Yes. For maybe the first time ever, I actually checked the outline too early. That's never happened. I didn't see this part. I think he got added later on.
It was a late add in your
team. Okay. Okay. Yeah, Scheffler, I think that was who you were just talking about with the putting, right, Mark?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's a great point. And that's what?
Thanks for paying attention, Kyle.
Well, I was reading. I was reading something else. I'm sorry.
I'm kidding.
I wanted to confirm that. The putting has not been good. You know, if you look at, and I think we've talked about this on here, you look at his last six or seven events, it's not pretty. And it's the reason he's not. I mean, his ball striking, his numbers, and you watch him, and everything he's doing is very similar to February, March, April, when he was winning everything. His short game has not been there, which is why he's not winning everything. It did improve last week, which I thought was, it couldn't have gotten worse, obviously, after Memphis, but it did improve last week, which I think is important. And it just, and this is an intangible, and I realize this is a dumb reason to pick somebody to win the Tour Championship and the FedEx Cup, but this has been the year that he's owned. And how many times have we seen it at the Tour Championship where it's Spieth wins in the year that he owned in 2015? Yeah. Justin Thomas wins in 2017, the year that he owned. We often see guys, for whatever reason, even if they won a lot early in the year, cap the year with, you know, this huge end of year bonus money, all the stuff, win. And I think that's what we're going to see again with Scheffler, especially with that lead going in.
Scotty Scheffler plus 220 to win the Tour Championship. That's Kyle's selection. Coach is double dipping. Can't lay with the strokes. Can't lay without the strokes. Mark, you are looking at the man who won, or at least tied, the shadow leaderboard last year. It's not
Kevin Na. Kevin Na?
You're doing this again. Yeah, the shadow leaderboard. Now, I'm battling myself on this question when it was texted to me. I'm battling myself with Rory and Xander because they're both so appealing. But something happened to John Rahm last week to me. And he was playing, it was ratty. I mean, it was scrappy for the first, you know, 27 holes. Then all of a sudden on the 10th green, we had him in coverage and he had like 10 feet for par. And I had him as a one and done selection last week, so I was paying attention. And he hit a putt and he kept his head down for like a beat longer and made it. Same thing on the next hole, made it again. Then all of a sudden, he rattles off an eagle and a couple three birdies to get the round in at like one under. Then the next morning we got him in coverage. He goes out and shoots a bogey-free 66. I think it was like 5 under. Following day, bogey-free 60, whatever it was, to finish inside the top 10. He was driving it fantastic. His iron game was not that sharp, but he started to make putts and he got some of that, not the Rahm, I'm feeling sorry for myself, nothing goes my way, when I hit a bad shot, I get punished excessively. He looked like he was having fun. There were lots of smiles. He was swinging free and he was just playing flat out and free flowing. And I was like, wow, pay attention now, because the way he's driving it with a little bit of, honestly, a little bit of wind in his sails, I think this week he could certainly be a contender because he has played well here before.
He certainly has. 9-1 for John Rahm to win the tour championship without strokes. Coach, I imagine, so this is kind of the other thing to consider here while we're educating and entertaining. If there's a tie like there was with Kevin Na and John Rahm last year, I imagine they'll just use dead heat rules. You'd get John Rahm 4.5-1, for example, because obviously we're not going to go to a playoff to determine who won the leaderboard without the strokes.
Yeah, and normally, you know what we tell people here on the show, if it's below minus 1,000, you cannot bet that until this week. Because plus 900, when it's only 30 dudes, and John Rahm, that's a number that we get with him in a full field sometimes. Sure. Think about it. What is it, plus 1,100, plus 1,200? So to me, this is
– in Mexico.
Yeah, I called that event. I was like, this is crazy. So when you got plus 900, you have to seriously think about playing that. And I love what Swanee said about Billy Horschel, because when you're so far back, you can play free. You can play free. So why wouldn't you play something, a little sprinkle on Horschel at 50-1 – to come through the back door. But I love that plus 900 number as well.
Yeah, plus 900, John Rahm. I went with Matt Fitzpatrick, 18-1. I think he shoots 2-3, maybe one round of 4 under par. He's got himself in the mix, and he's enough shots back where it's going to be foot on the pedal throughout as he tries to chase down Scottie Scheffler at the top of the board. KP, you've opted to go with Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, some interesting numbers here. Last week was his second best driving performance of the year behind only the Open Championship, which is crazy. And it was his second worst putting performance of the year. I don't think he's going to go back-to-back horrible putting performances. He obviously plays well at Eastlake. This is actually, Rick, you probably already know this. This is the best putting season he's ever had on the PGA Tour in terms of strokes gained, which is... It sucks that he's not gotten more out of that, right? Like, he's only won, what, twice this year, which is for him, you know, an average amount. For anybody else, it's a lot, but for him, it's an average amount. No majors, came close in three of them, or four of them, really. So, yeah, I think he, without the strokes, has a good chance of putting this away for a third victory, sort of. OWGR victory.
Yeah, 7-1 is that number for Rory McIlroy to win without the starting strokes. Okay, gents, we have one last thing to do one more time this season. We have to go through our one and done selections and discuss the implications of them. But first, we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're back. Jacob, are you able and available to come in here so that we can all get on the same page? Because we are using, correct me here, FedEx, St. Jude, or BMW Championship. They were the same payouts, doubling them for 1 through 30. Is that an accurate statement?
That is an accurate statement.
So that means first place is $5.4 million. Is that an accurate statement?
That is correct. I have the tie table right here.
Okay.
So we, you know, 2.7 goes to the winner. Double that. Boom.
5.4. So what's second place?
Solo second would be 1.6.
So 3.2.
So 3.2.
That's dirty.
It's a lot of cheese. It's a lot.
Dirty.
Okay. Thank you, Jacob. So that's what we're dealing with this week. So when you talk about, well, Kyle, I think you're mathematically eliminated, but everybody else is still technically live, I believe.
Wait, is Sia? Is Sia alive? How can Sia be alive?
I've stopped mentioning Sia's picks.
Okay.
He's not live. Because if you got 5.4, you'd get to 11. Yeah, it's not going to happen for you. That's okay. You can move up the leaderboard in a substantial fashion. And Mark, that $3 million lead that you had a couple of weeks ago, down to 1.4 million. The fans, the closest in your rear view.
Yeah, but you know what? I was thinking about this because, well, I was thinking maybe too much because I was like, well, you know, this crowd now are trying everything to unseat me in the final week. But it's fine because if you had to say to me, you get one player to line up to get the thing done for you. If you're the captain of, I don't know, let's call it the International President's Cup, and Rory's on your team, he's my anchor guy. You know, he's been my anchor guy for the last couple of seasons. He's always proved me right. So, you know, whatever happens, I'm going with McIlroy. So that's how we are.
Okay. Also, Jacob, I guess I should have confirmed. We confirmed this a couple of weeks ago. We are using the starting strokes.
Correct. Yes. We are using the starting strokes.
Yes, we are.
Yep.
We knew that a couple weeks ago. Just so we're all on the same page, that's the way this is shaping up.
Mark has to feel like a little bit like Scheffler of like, what the hell do I have to do to win this thing? All I've done is lead it for, you know, 40 straight weeks or whatever. And it's a little bit the argument of, you know, maybe just the yeah, it's a hard position to be in when you lead for 40 straight weeks and then maybe you get clipped at the very end. So we can look at the numbers.
Big thanks to Elijah, who all year long has managed the fan vote. So thank you very much. He sent me over the results of that. And I can tell you that the fans have opted to roll out starting at 3 under par. Friend of the pod, Scott Stallings, is their
select.
Wow. Wait a second.
That's Rick. Who I am.
Coach is done. Coach is done.
Rick. So you telling me that the fans who didn't play in the fall blew their load so hard that Scott Stallings, a guy who
that's
wasn't
an interesting
in the
phrase.
Field,
yeah, thank you, Mark.
Forgive me. They lost control of themselves. That they're picking a guy who wasn't
that's
in the field.
That's not better.
That is... but however you want to phrase it, that is a correct. That's correct. So they had, let's see. So I guess if you're just looking at the leaderboard, they had used Scottie Scheffler, obviously. They used Patrick Cantlay. They used basically everybody down to, they hadn't used Sepp Straka. So it's basically Sepp Straka or Scott Stallings were their options for this week when you look at the leaderboard. And Coach, you mentioned it. You're not gonna win the one and done. Fans ahead of you.
Here's the deal. Nobody talks more trash than I do. So I can take it as well as I give it. However, when people are talking trash to me on Twitter, and it happens every single day, when we're literally handing them the best choices that you could possibly have, I'm done with the trash talk. So next year, you guys are gonna vote on your own. I'm changing the rules. There's not gonna be any more $1 million start. There's not gonna be any more, hey, here's Xander. He plays well this week. No. You guys think you're so smart at home? Pick them yourself. By the way, I've got to listen to my own advice because what Mark did was smart. He laid out. I was so busy. I said, I'll just go as I go along. I don't have anybody above Scott Stallings that I can use. I was forced to use Scott Stallings, and it's all my fault. Next year, I will be better.
So what's going to be interesting is – We're also going to have to deal with whoever this fan is that won the auction.
Correct.
It's probably Tom Kim after he's been in our comments so often.
he has been this
year, and he has been a avid listener and viewer of the First Cup Pod. It could be Tom Kim.
That would be sick. I do love Coach already changing the rules for next year though. That's right out of his playbook.
You're damn right. You always got to evolve. You got to make things better. You got to make it more entertaining. You can't.
What I've been saying about
laurels.
This is what I've been saying about the PGA Tour.
And I agreed with you, but not blowing it up. I said change is good. Change is good.
Fair. That's fair. Yeah,
that's fair. Rory McIlroy 4 under par. Scott Stallings 3 under par. Mark has gone with Rory. The fans, coach, and myself have gone with Scott Stallings. Jacob, how do you have Patrick Cantlay remaining? What have you screwed up to this point in which you have Patrick Cantlay?
Well, with Patrick Cantlay, you can just automatically eliminate and say you're not going to use him in any of the four majors. So that really helps you out like a lot I just never had a spot where I wanted to use him. I mean, you know, it was between Rasmus Højgaard and Patrick Cantlay some weeks, and I just went with the Højgaard brother. And lo and behold, Cantlay fell into my lap for the Tour Championship, and he luckily, I'd like to like pretend like this is a galaxy brain thing where I predicted that he'd be playing hot right now, but it just turned out to where, you know, come the British Open, I was like, I guess I'm gonna have to save Cantlay for the Tour Championship.
You almost got him at 10, also.
Almost did.
His boy Xander.
Crooked Xander.
You guys know what happened the other day? Did you guys hear the story?
Oh boy.
This is a true story. True story. All my kids. I took my son to Roger Dunn. We always hang out there. Guy walks up to me right when I walk in the door. Swear to God. And he goes, "Oh my God, coach, I love your show. Can I take a picture?" Sure, no problem. Snap a picture. He turns to me. The first thing he says, "Is the jeweler really that good at picking golf?" I swear to God. I said, "Yes, he is." That's the first person he asked about was the jeweler. Jacob. Couldn't believe it. True story.
That's so good.
That's incredible.
You don't have to do the deep post-mortem right now, but just an honorable, like, Jacob has used the following players in one and done this year. Aaron Rye, he used Patrick Reed. Ricky Fowler, he used Nikolai Højgaard. I don't think he used both of them, only one of the Højgaards. He used Morgan Hoffman. Morgan Hoffman at one point. He used Sepp Straka at one point. Seamus Power, he already used Scott Stallings and Adam. This is like an amazing list of guys that you have put together to get to the position that you're in. Hey, and he's still very live to win it all.
He didn't use Marty Fish, though. So I've got that on him.
That's true.
I got Bubba Watson in there. He made $0 for me before he jumped to live. So that was also a smart play.
Yeah, you did use all the live guys, I think, before they got out of town. Greg has gone with Max Homa. He's the lone wolf. Is Greg still? Greg would need to win and
Rory need a ton of help.
Yeah,
I don't think he can do it.
No,
it would.
The least you can get is a million, right? Or close to it.
500,000.
But we double.
Well, but we're using.
Oh, that's a million. Okay, right. Gotcha.
We're using St. Jude.
So it's, I think Jacob had it in the outline. 900.
It's like 900 something.
907. Yeah. So yeah, it would be.
So Mark will get to 13.3. And yeah, Greg couldn't. I don't think Greg could get there.
I don't think he could either. Yeah. Because even if Scotty or even if Rory withdrew, he'd get 900,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
What was last place at Memphis then? Was it that much?
Well, 30th, not last.
Okay, 30th. Okay, so what was 30th there?
It's like 450 or something.
Okay, well,
that's so much. No, it'd be like 100,000.
Well, then how is the minimum here 900?
Payouts, FedEx, St. Jude. Google will fix this.
How about we tweet it out?
All right. Well, 31st was 78,000. So that would be 150,000. FedEx St. Jude, 30th.
Interesting. All right.
What? Go to Sprout. Right.
Okay. So Greg is still alive.
Yeah, because 30th is.
Where'd you get that 900,000 number, Jacob?
I mean, where is this right here? Oh, I mean, I think I'm just looking at what Mark needs to win to beat me, because I don't care about y'all. I don't care about y'all.
Rick and I messed that up. We're idiots. Yeah. Sorry.
Go ahead, Jacob.
Oh, and that's still contingent on, for like in my case, Cantlay winning. So Cantlay would need to win, and then on top of that, basically, if Rory finishes anything better than third.
Jacob laid out all the scenarios in the outline that are only applicable to him.
Well, I mean,
I respect it. I'm
not rolling out Scott Stallings. So
So Greg is still alive. It would take a lot, but Greg is still alive.
So you're telling me that I need my guy to finish third or better, Jacob? Is that correct?
Yes. I mean, that pretty much guarantees it.
Okay.
By the way, I've never wanted, I've wanted a lot of things in my life. I have never wanted something more than Jacob winning this week.
That is ugly, man.
It would have a very Substraka wins the FedEx Cup feel to it.
Jordan Spieth for you.
Yeah, I'm confused by this as well. I see a lot of comments about how I've already picked him. The one and done spreadsheet says that I have not, but I swear I picked him for the Masters. So I'm picking him because he's not on my one and done column in the spreadsheet.
Yeah, we had Thomas at the Masters, at least in the spreadsheet.
And maybe I changed that at the last minute. But anyway, he was the best player available.
As commissioner will allow it, because I mean I don't know what difference it's going to make. Yeah, okay. We're not doing relegation this year, so we'll just let it slide.
The other, my problem is I had Zalatoris in the queue, and I actually picked Zalatoris. I sent mine in on Monday, and Jacob texted me today and said I had to obviously repick.
We're gonna sell a sponsorship to some firm to audit our one and done spot.
Google sheets. So yeah, I wanted Zalatoris because he would have started at 7 under. I think he, he would probably have finished top 6 at worst. And but I'll settle for Spieth and whatever insanity he brings to my life this week.
2 under par, T16 is where he will start. Siad Ajat, Hideki Matsuyama is his pick. He'll also start 2 under at a tie for 16th. Gentlemen, here we go. It is the Tour Championship. It will start on Thursday morning. We will determine our FedEx Cup champ, likely our player of the year, all that fun stuff. And then we will get 2 weeks off before the Fortinet and then the President's Cup and everything else. So any final thoughts before we get out of here on the last? Yes, Mark.
Yeah, I'm going to give my final thought before Coach does.
Okay.
He's going to tell you to come and follow them on the main feed on ESPN Plus to watch this Tour Championship. I would recommend be way, way more up your alley if you come and watch the marquee group the entire week. It's a really cool group of announcers. There's some awesome marquee groups. And so I think that would be a better option than the main feed on ESPN Plus.
Yeah, and they're also giving out some pillows because everybody's going to be asleep. So there is that.
Wow.
I love this with you. I love this so much with you. Let's go. That's all I needed. I love this, Robert.
I've been presented. Kyle, save me here.
Also, follow me. Wait.
He just called me Trevor. Did you do that on purpose?
I didn't call you Trevor.
Oh, okay,
I said I love this rivalry so much. No, I didn't call you Trevor. Right. No.
Also, follow me and Rick on Twitter. I did look up the 99 Rams. 99 Rams. Marshall Faulk, Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, Oz Zahir Hakim, Ricky Prohl. Oh, yeah.
Ricky Prohl, he was great.
Those were kind of the main guys.
Fastest show on turf.
That team was sweet. That team was awesome. Marshall Faulk actually led the team in receptions, Coach. 87 receptions. They used to just dump it to him. Yeah, and
let him do his work.
Yeah, they were awesome. Work.
Yeah. You know who I loved? Edgerrin James. Remember him? He was
he was great.
U. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. There you go. We'll end on that. Round by round recaps the rest of the way, obviously. But for now, big thanks to producer Jacob. Does all the hard work behind the scenes. Mark Immelman, available at Mark_Immelman and on Marquee Groups. The Coach, available at The Coach Rules and on the main feed. Kyle Porter, available on Twitter at Kyle Porter CBS and a podcast near you. You can find me at Rick Run Good. This has been The First Cut. We'll catch you next time.
The time has come for drag queens to save the world. Drag queens
save the world. RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars is back on Paramount Plus, and for the first time ever,
I want you to use your talent for good,
for a change.
8 iconic queens are competing for the charity of their choice.
This is how you do drag.
Who will slay forward, win cash for their favorite cause, and a coveted spot in the Drag Race Hall of Fame? RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. New season now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.